Of course, the music industry has evolved. It has since it started. And the way things happen are always changing. When Edison started his record company, he didn't think the artist's names had to be on the records. He didn't think they mattered. It was the music that mattered. Columbia thought different. They started having Caruso and different people that they made stars. Edison didn't do so well in the record business, even though he invented the record. And I guess one thing that has been missing is people that work from the ground up. Often there's people that you see coming into the picture that kind of start in the middle. They get on a TV show like American Idol or The Voice, and they don't have the background that some of the people had before them. Now, whether that's good or bad, I don't know. It just doesn't seem the same. I prefer to have the experiences I've had. Some of them were very difficult. It was hard to be away from six kids so much of the time. But they tell me they were fine with it. I had one of my kids tell me, I'm just glad I had so many birthdays in so many different states. And I'm only 17 and I've been to 18 state capitals. One of my favorite film contributions was the music for Manassas Into Innocence, a documentary about the Manassas battles. It's playing at the Manassas Park right outside of D.C. I think that subject interests me, or that period of music, the 1800s, because that's the beginning of American music. Cowboy music, Sousa, ragtime piano, early bluegrass and country. So much of it came out of the 1800s. The chord changes can sometimes be applied. If you take, for instance, the Dreary Black Hills and listen to the melody, you'll find out that Bob Dylan used it for "Come gather round, people, wherever you roam." It's interesting to see that. All this led to my sons, Jonathan and Nathan. Out of six kids, they're the two that got into music on a professional level. They work quite hard at it, and they work at it all the time. I told them, you have to work at it all the time. And they do. And they tell me they're happy. When the Dirt Band was doing Paint Your Wagon in 1968, we spent 4 months on the set. And that was the year and the time that music from Big Pink came out. Also the Beatle album with Hey Jude on it. Those two records got us through the 4 months. And I think it might be one of the things that broke the group up when we came back from Baker, Oregon. Because that music was using, in relation to the band, was using a lot of the same instruments that we were using, but only so much better. It's also one of the reasons that Jeff and I wanted to get back together. We can do that. I don't buy a lot of other people's music nowadays, but I listen to some. And I like acoustic music. I like well-sung songs by songwriters. And I like stuff. There's just not as much time. I produce music and a radio show. And I have some shows I do, like with John Carter Cash or with my buddy Matt Cartsonis and the Dirt Band. I mean, for example, 80 cities with the Dirt Band and 40 on my own, 120 cities, taking about 150 days to do. It's hard to go, oh, let me pull out a few CDs sometimes. And